listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
I just want to throw it out there at the start here. We are not talking about what I brought up on the corner of New and Bay Streets, okay?
What?
I don't want to go there.
But it's the only good thing that happened in the show today. Sorry.
Standards.
Oh, are you talking about the 70s disco classic Car Wash?
So anyway, Catherine doesn't like having people tell her style advice, but she gives it to everybody else.
No. I said no one has ever done that to me and I would love that.
Oh, okay.
If you have unsolicited fashion advice for me, how do they contact us via the podcast?
MondayBreakfastRadio@gmail.com.
That's it, yes.
Come on, you're better than
Come
that.
Come on.
I would have thought you were on top of that
To
email
be honest
address.
With you, KP, and I'll give everyone an idea of what I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing a green shirt and green khaki pants. I thought I was going to get roasted for this.
I thought you were Robert Irwin. When I came in, I said, you're back from Africa already.
I was going to say, is he the new host of I'm a Celeb? Jack
would be great at that. Go on. Dismiss Carl from the jungle. Do it.
Don't watch the show. Don't know the script.
Okay. You say, you're a celebrity?
Yeah.
Go get yourself out of here.
You're a celebrity? Get yourself out of here. So you can't even say
it
properly.
No, you're very casual.
Can't you even say it properly.
No, it's got to be more of a, you're a celebrity. Get yourself out of here.
Get me out of here.
See, he did it. There you go.
Do you want to hear
Perfect.
A fun fact?
Can we host that show one day?
No.
Yeah, I would love to. My mum has blonde hair and square glasses. And while I was watching that show, I had an epiphany that if my mum parted her hair in the other way,
she'd look like
and
Lady J-Mo.
My glasses, which are plastic, she would look like Lady J-Mo.
You wear glasses?
She didn't believe me. We did it. Twins. Unbelievable. So if Lady J-Mo needs a stunt double.
Where was this today? You and glasses?
I've told you this. No, are we really going to go back into the fact that you gave me an astigmatism?
I did not.
I have worn glasses since I was 7. I just don't wear them. They started with Hush Puppies because I got a toy with them. And then I had a flower with a bee that I used to just like play with.
The old Hush Puppies.
And now I've got my plastic Alex Perrys. And I haven't gotten my eyes tested in like 3 years.
I was a Clarks boy. Remember Clarks?
Their shoes.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah,
Hush Puppies. Their shoes.
Yeah, I never wore Hush Puppies on my feet, just on my face.
There was a Clarks store in Church Street in Broughton. That's another thing that's...
Next to Bart's?
No, Bart's is in Hampton East, I think. Maybe even... Moorabbin.
Oh, Valet Bart.
Bart is dead. We're talking about the chemist. It doesn't exist anymore, and I'm devastated. Mm. True story, I didn't bring this up on air because I didn't want people to know where I live. But when people talk to me and they say, I say I live in Hampton East, in the Hampton area, and they're like, oh, whereabouts? I'm like, do you know Bart's the chemist? I can't say that anymore. I can't say, do you know, insert name of chemist brand, on South Road? I can't do that. It's just not the same. I cannot say Bart's anymore.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Where you live, where I'm assuming this chemist is there not a chemist around the corner anyway?
Yeah, but that chemist wasn't there growing up.
Oh, okay.
There was one.
Oh, what have I unleashed?
There's too many chemists and there's too many bottle shops.
I knew we were going to get here. He's on his high horse already. I'm surprised it took us this long to get there, but we're here now.
What? But I'm saying there's too many chemists.
Here's a new question. You're tall.
Yeah.
If you were on your high horse, I would say it's more of a camel, right?
Oh, there you go. Nice. Love that.
Okay.
So can we just get a bit of a Photoshop situation going where we just have your face and we just put it on the biggest camel we can find and then that's socials?
That joke hit a speed bump, didn't it? Anyway.
I was more happy with your reaction than KP, but still, it's all right.
It's
one for the ages.
It is.
Just like today.
Straight through to the keeper.
Yes.
On with my life, my miserable life. Anyway, today's show was fun. This is about the only thing I enjoy at the moment. Getting up early as, and did you notice I dropped an AF on air today?
That's
no.
Fine.
I said AAF.
How is the building here still standing?
If you're listening, you probably... if you know, you know.
The thing you need to know...
I-Y-K.
Yeah.
Would you like to try that again?
I-Y-K. Oh. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Ick.
I had a former boss that I had to teach that to.
I know.
And he thought when I wrote it on a list, because he also works in radio, he said ick ick.
I know.
And I can't unhear it.
Oh, dear.
If you know, you know. And if you don't, well, now you know.
I don't like where society's going with these words. Why can't we just have normal words? Why can't lol just be the word that everyone... LMFAO, like, let's just keep it simple.
I don't use lol anymore. I do lal.
I still get... Laugh. I still don't know what SMH is.
Shaking my head.
Or so much hate.
Is that what it is?
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Every time I see someone, and it's like the XD debate again.
Oh, here we go. Oh.
What is it again?
It's a face. X is the eyes, D is the mouth. It's not XD.
I'm still convinced there's a subtle message there.
No, there's not.
It is. It's a smiley face.
No, but it's not a smiley face. There's more to it.
It's a smiley face with your eyes shut.
It was like a nudge when we used MSN. Remember that? When you liked
someone,
you
would have been big
them.
On the nudges. You would have been so annoying. And you know what you would have done?
Do-do-do.
You would have been the one that when someone didn't reply, the big knock comes out. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, no, there was never the knock.
Yeah, you definitely would have been the knock.
It's like when everyone started using Facebook and we had the pokes.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I used to love it when my crushes poked me. It was fun. On Facebook, not in real life. They'd slap me in real life. It's like when I played Spin the Bottle in year six. I went to a party of a friend and like a lot of the year six cohort was there. And it was when it was time for me to spin the bottle, I spun the bottle and I got slapped instead of
spun the bottle. But
oh, well, okay. Thanks, Mr.
I was school captain in primary school and we played spin the bottle in lunch once and I nearly lost my school captaincy because of it. Yeah, and it wasn't even that bad.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, Mr. Burno, if you're listening, I kept on the straight and narrow.
I've decided as well, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to leave that for next week. I've got a revelation about something that I'm going to revisit eventually. Well, I'm supposed to be revisiting this year because it's an anniversary this year. And I have brought this up on air. However, I'm going to leave that for next week because I've made a decision about not going to something.
You told us this last week.
Did I?
You're not going to your reunion.
No.
Oh,
I've already said that.
Yes, you have.
Awkward.
But you said it in the podcast. You didn't say it on air.
Good.
Because remember, I yelled at you because you did your segment about your washing basket. And then I said, why didn't you talk about your school reunion? You know, the podcasters, we appreciate you. But our best stuff should not be on the podcast. It should be on the show itself.
But I am all for a podcast arc, though. So let's keep this bit of content for the podcasters. And then... people who listen to us live, they miss out.
To the five people who listen to the podcast.
Stop bringing up the numbers. It breaks my heart.
You are going to enjoy a story next week about how I'm not going to go to my 10-year reunion. There you go. You've heard it here first. Anyway, I think we've heard enough. I'm going to leave you with this. You're welcome.
Nudge, nudge.
Wink, bye. Wink. Oh. Poke.
Now, that's... no, we're not ending like that.
Okay.
Clean up your act,
my execution was quite poor. Poke. There you go. That's better.
Pokey bowl.
You felt it, didn't you? Oh, I know.
Stop. Why must you insist on making it weird?
Good morning.
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 On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Happy Monday to you. Last Monday of April, we're on our way into May.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Well, it's true.
On our way into May, we're marching into May.
It's coming in
hot.
We're
not March anymore. We're done with March.
It's a bit of a sensitive topic to talk about marching. Too many marches going on at the moment.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
You took it there, not me.
Well, no, you said March.
Oh, anyway, good morning, everybody. Carl and Catherine with you bright and early, as always, in Brighton.
Here, live, every Monday, 7 a.m.
Rain, hail, or shine.
Nothing's ever non-life here.
No, producer Jack, also here. Good morning to you, Missin.
Morning.
How are you feeling?
Oh, you know, tired, but it is what it is. Oh,
you just have this way, Missin, of just bringing the vibe down this bright and early. Come on, say one positive thing to start.
I got a good sleep last night, which should help.
But you said you were tired. I'm confused.
I think it's going to help. Hey, look, it's 5 minutes past seven. Happy Monday to you. We got the mailbag coming up. Got some feedback on the poll from last week too. AI? Maybe not. Take a breath.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
It's basically where we just talk about feedback from last week. Any things people liked, people didn't like. And I've got some results from a little poll I put up on our socials, as a matter of fact.
You've actually committed to that. I said, I'm not a real poll kind of person, you know? Like, ask the people. I want to hear from them live and local, 0404-000-736. Not on the gram later, but you did it anyway. What was the question?
I did it anyway. And this was all inspired by AI. It's the thing we're living with every day, whether we like it or not.
Or how I like to call it, A.
I. Anyway, I'm not a fan, but I put it out to our listener, and I put
hang on, rephrase that, listener.
Yeah, our listener, the avid listener out there.
Okay. We have more than one, I would like to think.
In the event that there is only one, the avid listener, I said, do you use AI? Yes, no, why AI? 57% came back.
Hang on. Before you say anything, though,
yep.
Can we also give some background that you used AI to make us look better in the picture?
Oh, look, I might have enhanced one of our photos.
Yeah,
just
me.
By the slightest. It enhanced both of us.
No, and this is why I hate the robot.
I looked like I'd been a bit cherry-cheeked.
You looked exactly the same. I looked like a cartoon version of myself. I don't know what that robot's trying to say, but I didn't like it. So immediately I voted no as a result.
I don't feel like there was any significant changes to our appearance. It made
Are
us a little bit brighter.
No.
I look a bit, I don't know.
All the bags under my eyes were gone. I had a twinkle in my eye that's not organic. And I had a tan. It was just a personal attack on me.
Looking back at it, you did look a little bit more tanned.
I looked put together in that picture.
I look airbrushed.
Has producer Jack seen this picture?
It doesn't really look any different to our regular picture.
Carl, you were... Anyway.
I'm serious. I can't actually tell the difference.
We're going to do a new poll now. How photoshopped is Catherine in this picture?
Nah.
I do not look anything like myself.
Are you sure?
I'm certain.
Yeah. Anyway, the result of the poll was 57% do not like... they do like AI. 29% hate it,
mm-hmm.
And 14% voted why AI, which was my third option that I threw in there just for a bit of a lol. Why AI? So there you go.
It was yes, no, existential crisis.
Pretty much.
That was the options.
I would have voted for why AI.
I got some feedback during the week as well from people listening to the podcast, and it's in regards to Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, who we had on last week.
Yeah.
People would like us to stick to the topic.
Not get on to private and public schools?
No.
The difference?
The direct feedback from one listener was, hey, Lachlan's really good. Can you two shut up and let him talk?
Was there any mention of the, you know, the banter he has and whether or not it's acceptable banter?
Look, I genuinely think that the listener likes that he verbally bashes us on air.
Oh, okay.
He is quite mean. I think he also doesn't discriminate. It used to be more of an attack on you. He has since balanced that out.
Good. Fair too. It is Carl and Catherine. It's not Catherine's Monday Breakfast Show.
What a catchy title. Wow.
I don't know.
Get the boy a PR job and quick.
I'm just so
What off. Would Jack's show be called?
Jack in a box.
And the lid is shut.
That's it.
As is the mailbag.
Yep, that's a mailbag. You can contribute anytime. 0404 000 736. We'd love to hear from you. Carl and Catherine on the socials or southern_FM.
Or email.
Well, yeah.
MondayBreakfastRadio@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. I had something happen during the week, last week. I decided to treat myself.
Oh, not another
I'm not going down the path that you think. I'm not talking about how I went and bought new stuff for myself.
But you did because you were in the break showing.
Well, yeah.
Look at my new boots.
I wasn't.
Look at my new boots.
That was an off-air conversation. Right? I thought things that were off-air stay off-air. No, apparently not. Anyway, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go and get myself a smoothie. I'm going to get myself a smoothie. I feel like a strawberry smoothie. And there is a place in Brighton.
You love this place.
That I love going to. It's my go-to. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to get myself a strawberry smoothie. I shouldn't be having milk, but I'm going to. I'm going to get a splurge. I'm going to go all out. I'm going to get myself my favorite strawberry smoothie. I'm just going to go and I'm going to get it. And I did. And I went for a little drive. I'm like, windows down, smoothie. I finished it before I got home. I'm like, well, I don't want this in my car, and I don't want to put it in the recycling bin at home. What am I going to do with it? I've got to find a bin. Anyway, I put the empty drink in someone else's bin.
That's not on.
Is that a cardinal bin? Am I wrong to do that?
That was the worst pun I've ever heard in my life, for starters.
Is it okay? And, but you have to give
me
credit.
The pun was worse than the story.
I didn't get to the best part about this, right? It was recycle bin day for some of the streets. That I went, drove the back streets to get home.
Yep.
And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I wish I could just drive past an open bin and just roll the window down and throw it out. So I go down one of the side streets, and if there was a God, they were listening. Whoever, someone up there was listening to what I wanted to have happen that on the morning, because, I drove down the side street. Sure enough, as I'm going down this side street, a bin is on the road, open for me to dispose of my smoothie.
Now,
I recycled.
In someone else's bin?
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that? The bin's open. It's like open wide, throw inside.
I don't know how I feel about this, to be honest, because I know I've had friends get into serious debates with their neighbours about this thing. Some neighbours are fine with it. I could not care less. However, I've never heard someone get such a thrill out of putting rubbish in the bin. Good for you. This is progress.
This is another thing I realised across the weekend. As I age, I'm starting to enjoy things that I shouldn't get enjoyment out of.
No, I don't think it's an age thing.
I think it's
purely a Carl thing.
Why am I enjoying buying new clothes?
Oh, that's good.
Since when is that an enjoyable experience?
It's fabulous. What do you mean?
I'm enjoying it a little too much. I shouldn't be enjoying it this much. I should get enjoyment out of, I don't know, hanging out with people, but I get bored by it. I'm sorry.
Well, Jack and I should just feel honoured that you're going to commit to the next 2 hours, right?
I don't know about that. I'll do my best, but, you know, I can't promise. Anyway, 0404 000 736. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just done a drive-by, chucked the empty packet into a bin that was open? If it's open and it's there, it's, in my opinion, it's usable.
Gosh, I would love to see the CCTV of you doing that. And the funniest thing is, because it's you, like, a lot of people would be like seeing a car, particularly your sort of car, coming around the corner, window down. They're like, oh my gosh, what's this guy going to do? He's so loose. Oh, he's just going to put his rubbish in the bin.
Anyway.
We need to play that. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I'm going to recycle responsibly, thank you. What I'm about to tell you is awkward. It's gross. If you were eating breakfast or thinking about eating breakfast, we love you, but I think you might want to step away for about 5 minutes, because the story I'm going to bring is something else. Now, Bianco, to pull the curtain back on this program for a second, you pick on me about many things. Many, many things.
Well, vice versa. You do the same.
Correct. And that's what makes us so good together.
It's a two-way street.
Yes. You know? No one gets hurt. Everyone leaves in tears. It's really good.
It's a good therapy session.
Anyway, one of the things that you pull me up for a lot is my alien wrist.
Sorry?
My disgusting wrist.
I don't think I've ever brought that up.
Yes, you have.
No.
I have been a long-suffering owner of a ganglion. It's a disgusting, disgusting lump on your wrist.
To be fair, the attention on your wrist has been drawn away by the eyebrows lately.
Yeah, Carl's only just realised that I get my eyebrows shaped and tinted, and now he is jealous.
Fake AF.
Hey, anyway, I want to ask on 0404 000 736, awkward things to happen at a function.
Oh.
I ask this, as I said, pivoting back to my ganglion issue. I have had this thing on my wrist. They say that it comes from using your hands too much. Probably started from my dancing days. Had a Pilates moment. All of a sudden, this thing appears. Had it for 2 years. I have had procedures to get it taken away. Never has happened. They've always popped back up. It's painful. It's disgusting. It looks alien-like. Anyway, was at a friend of mine's over the weekend, hanging out, watching her wedding video, 2.5 hours of her raw wedding video from 3 years ago, because we hadn't seen it. I was a bridesmaid. Happy days. And then something really awkward happened. In the middle of my friend walking down the aisle and everyone getting a bit misty, reflecting on what was a beautiful day, I picked my phone up and suddenly my hand started to really hurt. I was like, what's going on?
Well, this was in the footage of you at the wedding.
No, no, no. This is me watching the wedding on my friend's couch on Saturday night.
I thought you were looking at it live happening. Re-watching the movie.
I wish, because I'd love to see how this happened.
Oh, look, my hand was crooked here.
Yeah.
Not much has changed. Look at it.
Well, this is the thing, Bianco. I had it then, but I was able to conceal it a bit better because it wasn't as bad. I picked my phone up. All of a sudden, I got this pain in my hand. And look. It's gone. It burst at the function.
That you were at across the weekend.
Yep. And normally the only way for it to go is through surgery or through some sort of very dramatic impact. Needless to say, I have quite the new appreciation of watching wedding videos because something happened to me on Saturday night and I'm a believer.
Well, it's funny you should bring up medical things that have happened to you because I had something happen to me as well in the last week. I actually feel like my back has corrected itself. I'm not even kidding.
How is that even close to the miracle? It's pretty bad.
You don't know
Look
what
at
it's
my
like.
Wrist. I can do a right angle again.
I can stand up straight again. People have been saying, have you gotten taller? And I'm like, no, my posture was actually that bad for a long time that now it's just correcting itself. I stretch so much to try and resurrect the problem, which was really bad.
Resurrect? Well, as in just standing up straighter.
Exactly.
Is resurrecting.
Yes, it
in
is.
In your world.
I think so. Well, I was bent over.
Hey, Jack, when it comes to medical miracles, who wins this story?
Yeah, KP. Oh.
You always take a side anyway.
Is my mic even on?
Yes,
even
it is.
It's good.
Is this thing on? Hello, hello.
Now it is. Look.
It always was.
Good. But KP's always winning the medical stuff because she's got all the experience, whereas you, Bianco, well, I don't know.
What, Dr. Carl doesn't hold up?
No, you're not on the same level
as
Dr.
Carl. Can I ask,
when
you reference Dr. Carl, which one are you referencing? Are you talking about the fictional neighbour's doctor or Dr. Carl from the Abcadar?
Use your imagination. Either one.
If you're Dr. Carl from Neighbours, you wouldn't be able to be on the same level as the other one.
Okay.
Shave your head and that might be a good start.
Well, I actually did, but no one's noticed I had a haircut. That's fine. It's all good.
No one noticed that I've got a wrist again.
It's a wrist. I'm going to get on my high horse a little bit here because something in Bayside has closed. And it's been a bit of a big part of my childhood. And when I realised this the other day, I was actually quite emotional about the whole thing. So I've spoken about how growing up, I used to love going to Pochi's of Hampton that has since been gone.
It was the best.
It was so good. It was just Italian like no tomorrow. You would go there and you would never have a bad meal. The pizza, when I grew up, I used to love the margherita. It was extra cheesy and extra saucy. I love a saucy pizza. Like when you can visibly see the sauce and you put it in your mouth, it slaps. Anyway.
Carl Bianco for MasterChef 2025, everybody.
That tastes disgusting.
Can we just go? We'll get back to this topic in a second. Imagine cutting the promo. I just love a saucy pizza.
It slaps.
It slaps.
Slap me a saucy pizza. Anyway. One thing that has been, around Bayside for years, since I've been alive, anyway, is a little chemist on South Road.
Are you serious,
I'm
Carl?
Dead serious.
Oh.
I'm sick of the big guys getting rid of the little guys, the minorities out there. And another one has become a victim of this, right? There has been a chemist in Bayside known as Bart's the Chemist for God knows how long. I'm not even kidding, Catherine.
Okay, Carl.
I grew up going to this chemist and I loved going there.
Why?
I don't know. It was my local.
You got jelly beans, I know.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there. You know, I would do various things in the chemist. Anyway. Well, that sounds a lot worse than what it actually is. Not in a bad way.
What was Bart up to?
Well, you know, I need Band-Aids, all right? I'll go for a walk down to the chemist. You know, things like that. I need to, have something checked, have my eyes checked or something, my ears checked, my temperature checked, something. I would just go there for things. I need to test whether I'm good on soy milk or something. I don't know. Like, these things would happen. I had different things. But if we need prescriptions and stuff like that, we'd...
Off to Bart's.
Off to Bart's. Well, Bart's is no more. It has been taken over by one of the big guys. And therefore, it is gone. And I'm disappointed about it. I'm talking about it in a past tense. It's not okay. I'm not okay with
it. You didn't even get to say goodbye.
Didn't even get to say goodbye. It hurts. I'd love to know, though, on 0404 000 736, if you could bring back anything in Bayside that has since gone. Like, even the international around the corner. Remember that?
I had that my brings back memories formal for you. There. Yes. Yeah. Good times. I had two formals there, actually.
Two?
Year 11 and year 12. Did I? Yeah, I did.
I got ditched.
What?
I was meant to go to a formal there.
Oh, thank gosh. You know what it was?
Oh, thank gosh. I got ditched. Thank gosh. I got dropped.
No, from my formal.
They didn't get an invite to your formal.
Oh, I was going to say, like the universe was trying to repel you from an early age. No, so like, get him out.
There was a school in the area and I was invited by a friend. I even had their parents reach out and say, do you have any dietary requirements? I was in. I was going. I was looking forward to it. I was like, great, I'm going to more than one formal this year in year 12. Because the goal's never just to go to one.
Oh, no, you go to many, but it's expensive. No, you go to more.
Not as much for a dude. You just put the same suit on and change the tie.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of.
Hang on, I want to hear how you got ditched.
Well, I'll get
to
that.
So you said I'll eat the chicken or the beef, and then what happened?
I said no dietary requirements, all good. And then the person I was going to go with took someone else, my friend, instead.
Oh.
Yeah. It brings up a funny story, though. A side note, you talk about, you know, people that you go with to formals. I wanted to take somebody initially to my own formal, and it was all set. She was going to come with me, and I said, let's go. It's going to be fantastic. And she probably would have suited the crowd I was on the table with, to be fair. Anyway, fast forward to like 2 weeks before we're meant to go. She says, no, I can't go with you. My parents won't let me go. Just devastated. Couldn't take the person I wanted to take to formal. Anyway.
So who'd you take?
I ended up having to take someone else. I still had a good time with that person.
Yeah, can we just pump up that person's tires, please? Last minute, they showed up. Was
she's gone
one?
Off. She's like now international performing actress. Oh. I'm not even kidding. She's doing well. She was on a musical that was on one of the big... She's been on multiple musicals.
I'm thrilled for you and Nicole Kidman. That's lovely.
Well, you know. Some say people who hang around me for a little bit end up going on to bigger and better.
We can only hope.
Especially after that. Anyway, Valet Barts. You'll be missed. let's have a look at the weather, shall we? I think we should.
Please.
Where's the weather thing?
Yeah, I've actually got the weather up. Oh,
Southern FM weather.
How are we looking today? Well, not as good as yesterday. Yesterday was beautiful. It's 22 degrees. Only 17 for our Monday today. 48 degrees outside right now. Cloudy and 15 tomorrow. Mostly sunny and 18 for Wednesday.
I'm glad that you were across that because I opened my weather app on my phone and it just said low. I don't know what that means, but low.
It's where I went right then. This time every Monday, or thereabouts, we like to have a featured artist on the program, something you did whilst I took a sabbatical for a couple of years and then have returned, and something we're continuing to do because we are all about Australian music on this program and our wonderful Australian artists. This morning is no different. We've got Hayley Jensen joining us, and you may be familiar with that name because she has graced our TV screens not once, but twice. You've seen her on Australian Idol, you've seen her more recently on The Voice with Kylie Minogue, and she has become the recipient of ICMA's Most Popular Female Artist Award for this year, which is amazing. She's got a great new single called Stomping Ground and joins us on the line this morning. Hayley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
We're so good.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, it is our absolute pleasure. Now, Hayley, tell us everything about Stomping Ground.
Oh, well, brand new single, straight out the gate. And look, this little track is, it's a really fun, fun little upbeat country track, really, about having a great time with your mates and, you know, going to Stomping Ground and everyone there knows your name and you feel like you're at home and you can relax and after a big week, and I know it's a Monday, so we're all going to be looking forward to it at the end of this week and reflecting on it right now. I certainly am after a great weekend. So yeah, it's a fun little song about, you know, those great times with your mates. So
oh, it is so much fun, and I'm sure a lot of people will say that it's quickly becoming one of their favourites. It's already had over 100,000 streams. How exciting is that for you as an artist to keep releasing stuff that people just resonate with like this one has?
Yeah, it's nuts. And I've been doing it for 20 years, and every time it still blows me away. You know, you're still sitting on the edge of your seat every single time you release a song and hoping that people receive it the way that you've kind of put it together. And I actually worked on this song with a great team down in Melbourne, actually, the guys from M Squared. A brand new production team with me. I decided this year to sort of mix things up and work with a whole lot of new people. And it's been really quite an exciting time creatively to even though I've been doing this for years and years, as soon as you bring somebody new into the mix, somebody new into the creative space, you start to create brand new things and it all becomes very, very exciting again. So that's really what's happening with Stomping Ground and a whole lot of the new music that I've got coming out. So it's, I'm really, really pumped about it.
That's awesome. And Stomping Ground, how did it come about? Like, were you just thinking about something in particular and that was the inspiration for the song?
Yeah, well, I wrote this one with he actually produced my last album, Troy Kokel, over in Canada, and another Canadian artist who's living and releasing music herself in Nashville called Ali. And we just wanted to write a really fun, up-tempo song about... It was actually kind of inspired a little bit by, I don't know if you've heard that song, Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home by Miranda Lambert and Elle King. And I love Elle King's stuff. I think she's really sort of on the edge of country kind of rock, pop sort of music. And so that was just like a really fun song. And I was like, I want a song that makes me feel like that. You know, I want to write a song that sort of gives you that same energy and reminds you of the great times that you have out with your friends. And so we came up with this little banger. It's just been getting such an amazing reception. So it's all you can do as an artist is create something and put it out and hope that people love it as much as you do.
Oh, and I tell you what, we were talking to Casey Barnes, who I know that you actually worked with this song the other week about this resurgence in country music. You've been working in this genre for a little while. What is it about the genre that all of a sudden it's had this real big boom back in Australia?
It really is hectic. Like it has just taken off. And, you know, you mentioned that I was on some of these shows many years ago, Australian Idol and The Voice. And it just wasn't a thing back then. You know, like 20 years ago, there was just no, even 10 years ago, like the country music scene was just, you'd think of people like John Williamson, Slim Dusty, maybe Casey Chambers, though she very much was crossover. But these days, there's such a scene. There's great festivals. There's, you wonderful people playing our music on radio. And it's going, it's crossing over into mainstream country as well. I think very much the influence of American country on our Australian music and our own stories. We've been able to kind of adapt the sounds and it's a real fusion of I guess styles of music. You've got mentioned that sort of classic pop rock sound infused with country these days, as well as R&B and hip hop and other genres and that sort of thing. I think it's people are just more accepting of the genre because it's a more open. The sounds are in the production are more familiar to us. But it always comes back down to the storytelling and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it is incredible how massive it is. It's always been big overseas, but for us here in Australia, it's really exciting to see so many festivals popping up people just getting on board with the whole country music scene. It's awesome.
100%. Now, you mentioned that you got some more songs to release and an album coming out as well in the future. What else can we look forward to seeing from you in 2024?
Yeah, well, look, this year is all about creating new music and touring about. I've been touring with my band quite a bit, so we've got a bunch of festivals coming up and And also I'm getting out and playing, doing quite a few acoustic shows as well, showcasing some of these new songs and getting people's sort of vibe on them before I've released them, which has been really fun to just get them out there and see what people are digging in terms of the stories in the songs before they're actually released. So, yeah, for me it's just, creating. I'm going to be back down in Melbourne in a couple of weeks, actually, but heading up to Queensland at the end of this week for a festival there, Festival of Outback Skies. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing is if, people listening along today, if you like the music of the people that you're hearing, go check out their websites and their social media pages because we're all out touring. It's a really vibrant scene here in Australia, so it might be somewhere near you.
Oh, well, we want you in Melbourne as much as we can, Hayley. Thank you so much for chatting to us. And as you said, keep an eye on all your favourite local musicians. In terms of the socials, where can we find you?
Yeah, so if you just pop my name into Google, Hayley Jensen, it'll come up, or into any of your social media platforms. Hayley with a Y, Jensen with an E. And, of course, I've got a website too, hayleyjensen.net, which is I've got all the ticket links and places that I'm playing around the place. I don't actually have Melbourne date in here. I'm in Wangaratta a little bit over the next little while, which is not too far away in South Australia. But might have to pop a little Melbourne show in there along with it, I think.
It would be rude not to, I think.
It would. I'm with you.
Well, Hayley Jensen, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. We will give you the microphone. Can you, when you're ready, introduce this new track to our audience for us?
Absolutely. This is Hayley Jensen with my brand new song, Stomping Ground, on Southern FM.
Carl Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Mastin, and you're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
It most certainly is. A big good morning to you, Bayside. Carl and Catherine with you for another hour here on Monday Breakfast, 88.3 Southern FM. Bianco?
Yes.
Are you feeling alive?
Never been more alive.
Are you feeling local?
Always local.
Good, that's what we like to
Nothing
hear.
Nothing better.
You're so right. Producer Jack also here. You feeling live and local?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, yeah, isn't this an improvement from the first hour intro?
I think this is the most up and about he's been all year.
Is it an impact or a ramification of hanging out with us?
No, it's actually from our featured artist, Hayley Jensen, who we had in the 7 o'clock hour. Sorry, guys.
Cool. Okay. Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the bass. So we've had some messages in throughout the program today.
We have.
From Deanna. Deanna messaged in and she said, I have done that before, referring to when I was talking about chucking your rubbish into someone else's bin.
Oh, we're recycling that segment now,
aren't we? We certainly are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she said she went for a walk after purchasing some fast food. A smoothie, in fact, from that fast food outlet.
You two are kindred spirits. You also got a smoothie.
Oh, well, you know, smoothies are great. Anyway, she put it in a bin on the way home, and the owner of the house came out and chased her down the street and yelled at her, it's illegal to put rubbish in someone else's bin.
See, I told you.
Mm. And another thing she brought up was she didn't reckon I played our little You've Got Mail sound effect in the last hour. That sounds like this.
You've Got Mail. With Carl and Catherine.
So I just want to take it back a little bit and just sort of see whether or not I did play it. So this was an hour ago for those who were not listening.
You've Got Mail with Carl and Catherine.
It's basically where we just talk about feedback from last week.
Oh, who's that guy? He sounds weird.
Oh, boy. Wowee. Looks like I got it right.
To be fair, Deanna, because when Carl raised that, I also didn't remember it.
No,
being...
I didn't either.
So, okay.
It goes in, it goes out. That's how my memory works. Can't ever remember what I ate for dinner last night. Actually, I can. It's chipolatas, you know, the little sausages.
It's a very odd dinner choice.
Yeah, well, in the Bianco household last night, it was apparent that the parentals ate dinner. No, they ate lunch late. They had a late lunch.
Okay.
I was getting updates while I was out yesterday afternoon. Anyway, speaking of, I was at an event yesterday. And
an event?
Well, you know, I went out. I was social. I'm trying to be as social as I can, but also not be social. And on this occasion, I went out. And I thought, well, I don't like to go somewhere without taking something.
Mm.
So I took 6 beverages of an alcoholic kind as a gift because I'm not drinking this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a promise to myself. Anyway, I parked my car, I drove there, and I looked down at the beverages, and I realized my first problem. They were expired.
Hang on. So you went to the shop and bought them?
No, I didn't buy them. They were in the house. I've had them in the house.
So you re-gifted them?
Mm.
Carl.
Mm. But this is the point I'm going to get to eventually. So I looked and I was like, right, they're out of date. Not ideal, but I'm going to persist with it because it's not. They're not that far out of date. They're only a couple of days out of date. So I think that's passable. I don't know. Jack, do you reckon that's passable? A couple of days?
No.
Anyway, we're persisted. So then I've rocked up and I've said, oh, I brought some beers. Here you go. There's beers. And looked like some of the other fellows were drinking those kind of beers, so that's all right. Oh, I've just revealed the beverage. Sorry. Anyway, put them in the fridge. And it was all happy-go-lucky, but I re-gifted beers that I won in a bet.
Okay.
Is it okay? Is it okay to do it? Can you re-gift that in those circumstances when you're not drinking and they're going to go to waste otherwise?
You can, but I highly recommend giving gifts that are within the expiration date because I feel almost like...
I didn't realise.
If anything happens to people who have drunk said beverage, you're responsible.
But I thought it was okay. You know, I'm not going to drink them. I wanted to be nice and provide a gift to somebody. I've just reached from them... Reached and picked them up and taken them in my car and thought, you know what? These will be fine. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I haven't had them for too long. Usually, you got like a 12-month expiration anyway, thereabouts, 6 to 12. I think it's just hit the 6-month bracket.
Mm, okay.
So, maybe it's not quite cutting the mustard. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a re-gifter myself. I'm trying to think if I've ever done it. I don't think I have.
It's not the first time I've done it recently, though.
What do you mean?
So, around Easter time... our place of employment, I was gifted a chocolate bunny. And I'm not eating chocolate that much at the moment. I definitely wasn't going to eat a chocolate bunny, and I did not consume much chocolate during Easter. Anyway, a colleague came up, and they had finished for the day, and they were saying goodbye. And I said, here, have this chocolate bunny. And he's like, oh, you're very kind, aren't you?
You are a shocker.
And I'm like, listen, you're going home. It's Easter. I wanted to be nice, so here, have this. So I re-gifted something I was just gifted about half an hour earlier.
That is terrible. And they've probably gone home. They're like, oh, this lovely guy, Carl. Little did they know.
That it was a gift that had been re-gifted.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm a big fan of things being used for the purpose in which they were purchased. And if that is to bring joy to somebody and you won't be able to appreciate them, give them to someone else, but I almost feel like there needs to be a sticker saying this is a re-gift. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel comfortable with it.
Well, the one thing I failed to mention about the beverages that I did hand on to the person yesterday, it was probably a bit of a giveaway when I picked them up and they had dust all over them. Probably should have learnt my lesson then.
We here at Monday Breakfast, we tackle the big issues, right?
Always.
I've got a question, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but okay. I'm deadly serious when I ask you this, okay?
Right.
When it comes to going to a function...
Mm. Oh, are you in functions today? What's function- going on
well, you've
here?
Got events, I've got functions.
True.
I've got one question for you.
Yeah.
So if you are going to a friend's house
yeah.
and you do the polite thing and say, what can I bring? Yeah. And they say, a bag of chips, right?
Uh-huh.
And you go to the supermarket... You go to the chip aisle.
Yeah.
You walk down the chip aisle.
Yeah.
And you go, what flavor do I go for? What is the socially appropriate flavor / brand to buy for a function when it comes to chips?
Crinkle cut, salt and vinegar, always.
Well, see, okay, this is the interesting thing because I am a salt and vinegar girly from way back.
Yeah.
However, not everybody is.
Or,
so is salt and vinegar an immediate cross?
I'll hit you with this one.
Okay.
Right? There is that.
Mm.
But if you want to play it safe, you go the 2-for-1, you go the salt and vinegar, which is your comfort, and you go the plain, the original. So that caters for everybody because there is no way that nobody doesn't like an original crinkle cut chip of any kind. It is the best.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. I think they're boring.
Oh, no.
See, my genuine reaction when I had to go and do this the other day, so I was walking up and down, I was like, which ones? And they specifically said to me, only one bag. There's only a few of us. We don't want stuff left over.
Okay,
so I had
it.
One shot at this.
So you're more like the chili, honey soy chicken,
well,
like that type.
Well, this is the thing. I like a specific brand
sweet
of chip.
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour.
I don't know.
No, I went the sweet chili sour cream option.
Ah, yes.
But when I got there, my cohort said too spicy.
Well, that's where you went wrong. There is never a chip that's too spicy. I love spice.
Mm.
Spice is the best. Do you know what? I use this seasoning whenever I eat food. It's called Slap Your Mama.
Sorry?
It's called Slap Your Mama. And what it is it's chili with salt and pepper. Game changer.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep.
Slap Your Mama. Producer Jack's put his hand up. How can we be of assistance, sir?
Look, can I put my 2 cents in here?
Yes.
Is that okay? I'm going to put it out there and say a nacho cheese triangular chip as well.
Okay, mic goes off.
Well, see, this is the thing. This opens up a whole other part of the debate. If you get a corn chip, do you then naturally have to get a salsa to go with it?
Oh.
Or a dip?
Yeah, I love dip and chips. Dip and chips, caviar.
Off.
Caviar, or you get sour cream and onion.
Mm. But then again, if you go like the cheese and onion, people hate that.
No.
People
never,
hate salt and vinegar.
Never cheese and onion. You can't do cheese and onion. And
light and tangy. If you show up to a party with light and tangies, how are you received? I'd love to hear from people.
Mixed reception. Mm. Mixed feels, I reckon. It's not bad though, a light and tangy, but it does get a bit tangy if you shove a whole handful in your mouth.
Yeah.
Not good.
So I want to know from people, 0404 000 736, what's the universal rule? Because mine will forever be, if I were to pick anything, salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
But then I just don't want to cause division at the party early. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. But you know what I hate? I hate when they get mixed in the bowl. You start with one flavour and then
that's
getting
gross.
Low and then all of a sudden you top it up. It's like, oh, it's all right. No one will notice. And you get a handful and you're like, I'm getting all different kinds of flavours in my mouth and I don't like it.
Yep.
If I wanted that, I would put my hand in one bowl and put my hand in another bowl and then combine it. Don't need two in the same bowl. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Anyway, let us know. 0404 000 736. Chip flavour, chip etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to? Have you got one? I've been doing some spring cleaning in the house.
Okay.
I've had a lot more time on my hands recently, so I've been cleaning out some stuff that doesn't need to be in my room anymore.
Yep.
Anyway, part of getting rid of stuff is getting rid of clothes. And so I've filled bags of clothes that I just don't need anymore, and I haven't done it. I don't know. I need some advice on this, right?
Okay.
How often do you do a clean out of clothes that you just don't need or you can't fit into, or you just know that you're never going to wear again?
I'm really bad at this because as a lady, we tend to do this amazing thing, right? Where you will do an audit of your wardrobe, you'll clear stuff out.
Yeah.
And then the second all that stuff goes off to the op shop, you get an invite to something and you go, great, I will wear this. Oh, it's gone. And it's just this fear I have. And it goes back to one top that I gave up some years ago, and I still think about that top to this day.
Yep.
So I should be doing more of it, but it's hard, you know? You just don't know.
Well, I haven't cleaned mine out for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't done. And then I did. I had to get something. I was looking for something, and I eventually found it, but I took out half my wardrobe.
Yep.
So I decided there and then that was the day I was going to clean it out and get rid of stuff that I didn't need.
Today is the day.
That was the day, and it dust everywhere. I was coughing up dust for like 4 days. It wasn't fun. When you live in a whole old house and it's full of dust, and it's even dustier when you're like cleaning stuff out, not advisable.
Mm.
Right? Just don't do it. Or if you're going to do it, wear a mask. Like... Wear PPE. Like, honestly, it's... I would go that far. I was coughing up stuff for days. It was really bad. Anyway, so I've cleaned it all out. I've bagged it up. And I'm like, right, I need to give it to people who are in need of these clothes. I've got to, you know, get rid of them. So I've done the right thing, put them in bags, and I'm ready to drop them off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this was about a month ago I did it.
Yep.
I went to the gym this morning. And I had to get my boxing gloves out the back of my car and keep my boxing gloves there. I have my own pair, funnily enough. And done my session, and then I go back down, and I went to go open the boot, and I was more awake then. And I've got all these bags of clothes in my boot, and I just thought to myself, I really need to do something about this. Why they've been in the back of my car for a month. What am I doing? If you've ever had that issue when you needed to deposit something and you just haven't?
I have this thing, and it must be similar to what you have. It's one thing to put things in your car. It's another thing to take them out.
Yeah.
Like, take for instance, remember your funny little joke that you played on me when Taylor Swift was in town and you were implying that we had Taylor Swift tickets?
Well, that's not entirely incorrect because yeah. I did have them in my basket.
Don't
and then
bring it up.
The ticket people who shall remain unnamed, they lapsed it. Yeah. I literally had two tickets and I was going to take you for your birthday. Yeah. It was going to be great. Yeah. And no.
Well, that... And you gave me a Taylor Swift poster, which came from a paper, which you did not pay for.
You're welcome,
as
by
a
the
gift
way.
Instead.
I did.
Taylor Swift is still in the backseat of my car.
Good.
Along with the along with the physical mail that we get sent here at 88.3 Southern yeah. FM. You can send us your CDs or whatever at any time to yep. Parliament Street. That is all in the back of my car. What else? I had a jacket that yep. I really wanted to wear
yep.
in the back of the car because you never know when you might need it.
Mm.
And just various shopping bags.
Yeah. Well, I'm very organized in my car, aside from my boot. My boot is full of stuff that it shouldn't be full of. Mm. It's not too bad, but it's largely clothes that I just need to get rid of. I have spare oil in the event that my car needs oil after the episodes it's had recently. I have a coffee holder.
Right.
As in, like, you know, the cardboard ones. I've got one of those for when I get coffee. I like yep. to recycle, so I've got that. I've got tissues and somebody needs a tissue. I've got wet wipes to clean the dash and stuff if I need, or if, you know, I want to clean my tyres after I wash my car.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You clean your tyres with wet wipes?
Yeah, just to get the grease out of it. But you can't get into air. Like, when you go, I wash my own car. I don't yeah. go through an actual physical, like a car washed at the robot. I'm scared of them. I'm still scared of them. I had a traumatic experience as a child. I think I've spoken about it. Yeah. I won't go there. I don't want to bring it up again. But basically, there used to be a car wash actually on the corner of New Street here. There was a service station. It's no longer there. However, I was in my dad's Jackaroo as a five-year-old. Okay, I'm going there. And what happened was the car wash malfunctioned while we were in it. And it stopped. I was in the Jackaroo and we had to get out of the car wash. Like, actually, it stopped and the water was everywhere and I had to walk out. And I had a phobia. I've had a phobia of going into car washes ever since. Every time I go in, I count to 10. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, is it done yet? Is it done yet? And you lose radio signal. You can't even listen to something that comforts you.
We must turn producer Jack's mic on immediately. We've just found social media content. We're going through a drive.
I think so. This is amazing.
In your car, not mine, in yours.
I will not. I refuse to.
No, we're doing it.
And you know what? There's exercise benefits to cleaning your own car too. That's why I do it.
No.
I can't quite get the tyres clean.
So you're Kinnicky from Greece, not because you love looking after your car, but out of pure fear.
I don't like them. I get scared by the fluffy things.
The big fluffy.
They turn around, you know? They do like a divot thing, like a... I don't know.
Question.
Yeah? Do we have to continue?
Just breathe, right? Now, you just said to us that you weren't going to go there and then you just gave up and you went...
Well, I was looking at Colin in the other studio and he was cracking up.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but yes, our program director is literally...
He was laughing at the fact I'm scared by car washes.
Well, I'm also scared of car washes. Did anyone hear the Christina Aguilera version of that song? I'm also terrified.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about actual trauma from something.
We are going.
There was that and there was drowning in Lindemann Island, but that's another story.
No,
this is Sabrina... What?
No, listen.
Oh, my Lord.
Everyone put your hands in. This is a visual medium.
I can't swim. Yeah. Don't make me swim.
Put your hands in
I can.
A second.
I'm competent, but not
we
that competent.
We are going to face your fear. We are going through.
No, we're not.
Yes, we
no.
are. Yes, we are.
I'm leaving.
Therapy.
I'm amazing. Leaving before
go
that happens.
For our social media, because we were talking
I don't
off
want
air,
to take the antenna off my car.
We're doing
and
it.
You need to take the antenna down. I don't want to do it. I haven't done it since I've owned the car. I'm not risking
we're
it. Sorry.
It.
We're going in your car then if we do it. It reminds me more of the Jackaroo and Statue, so we'll go with that. This is Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso.
Well, if anyone has a Jackaroo that they want to lend
no.
us for Carl to put through the car
no.
wash, just so we can really right this wrong.
Carl and Catherine with you, in case you've just joined us. Yes, we go through till 9 o'clock.
We do, and we just spent that whole break trying to bully Carl into going through a car wash.
That's not okay. I've just put a request into HR here to ensure that I never have to go through a car wash ever again. And the good news is the Bay Street one, the corner of Bay and New, doesn't exist anymore, which I am thankful for. As soon as that got demolished, a part of me was okay with life.
What if we do it and then you get a congratulatory Slurpee afterwards? Would that make you feel better?
No, nothing will make me better. And I'm not trying to have any excess sugar. So good try, but nah.
They're sugar-free.
Doesn't matter. Right. And you're not going to, you cannot bully me into doing it. I don't care. If it's... I'm asleep, good luck trying to drag me out of my bed to even attempt it.
How did we get here?
I'm just saying, you could try anything and wouldn't get me through.
We're not bursting into your house. All we're saying is, hey, let's
What, you're not
going to
do like a late night
wash.
Show like Michael McIntyre does? That'd be funny. Car, we're going to a car wash. Need to kind of know that reference, I suppose.
Yeah, that went, that lost me. Anyway, when I am not bullying Carl into trying to face his fears, I've got a side hustle. Now,
what's that?
A couple of weeks ago, I told you about how I am now a freelance osteo. I've got no training. I've got no experience. I've got no knowledge. However, I have single-handedly fixed one of my friends at work's busted hip through one exercise. So I'm here. I have my full-time job. I'm an osteo. And now I want to introduce myself as Catherine Elizabeth Powell, stylist to the stars, because I've got a new gig. And it is basically going through my friends' wardrobes and putting together outfits for trips away. Now, this started a couple of months ago. A friend of mine was heading off on a trip, potentially to see a love interest who lives in another state.
Ah.
And she was like, I'm not sure whether he's interested. I'm not sure if he's not. I want to put together a capsule of outfits that if we're on, we're on. And if we're not, I'll still be comfortable looking good up on the Goldie. And we did it. And I'm very happy to say that not only did she have a great trip, she came back with a potential relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
So I've got a 100% strike rate. And
just not with yourself.
Yeah, I'm not applying it to my real life. I like to do it just for my friends. And my services have been requested once more. So I spent yesterday.
The lengths you go to for people sometimes.
When I'm telling you, I'm not just doing, hey, Carl, wear this outfit or this. We are going down to the garment itself. So we are going, hey, I like this top, but what shorts? A or B? There are two pairs of white shorts. I will tell you which shorts. Yep. I will tell you how to do your hair. And I am loving this new era of my life. I never apply it to myself. I'm very lazy when it comes to fashion for me. But for other people, it's so much fun. Highly recommend it. So 0404 000 736. If you need a stylist, a remote stylist, I'm your girl.
And then what happens when people try and help you out? Do you...
Look, it would be a very brave person to come to me and say, hey, let me fix your fashion. I would accept it for sure.
I'm glad that you've decided to leave your hair down this week. Last week just sort of out of sorts when you had it up last week.
You have a real issue with any change to anybody's appearance.
I don't like change. Like, I changed my hair though and no one seems to care.
Oh, well, I did because you put too much product in this morning and I said you'd gone salt and pepper and I fixed it for you.
I've gotten rid of the comb over. I'm not doing comb over. I'm not comb over Carl anymore. I'm spiky Carl. I've gone back to my hairstyle that I had 12 years ago.
Mm.
I just thought I need to change it up, something different.
As long as you don't bring the Justin Bieber one back.
Oh, that was bad.
Or the bowl cut.
Should we put a photo up? That was quite funny, though.
You know how in the song Baby, they go, whoa, whoa.
Yep.
When I saw you with that haircut, I said, no.
Thank you for that.
Oh, Jack, you play it so well.
Thank you. I try. It's a niche role.
It's one of your best traits.
Thank you.
The fact that you can just, harp like no tomorrow.
I just love that our angriest team member is the one that plays the relaxing harp.
Can you give us some more? Ooh. That's a variant.
I think that was reacting to the insult there. Oh, Jack.
I just stop.
Oh,
it.
Now you're
I
really going above
and beyond. I have to multitask around you too. It's just,
Oh, wow. Anything else for us?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's nice. Maybe one more.
I'm just going to check the harp out,
one
mate.
One more?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
that's cool. We're done.
All right,
cool.
Now that's hit a spot of reflection, I reckon.
I've got a tear in my eye. That was stunning, Jack.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. Would you like to start us today?
Yeah, so onto your trauma, Carl. Look. I really do appreciate you being so open with us, but unfortunately, you're in a team that just likes to, hit you in the kneecaps and exploit you for what you are.
I would prefer lower shin, thank you.
Are you referring to the fact...
to be fair, KP, I was looking for that, but I couldn't think that quickly.
Mm-hmm. Are you referring to the fact that I couldn't take who I wanted to formal?
There's that, and there's also the car wash as well.
Ooh.
Can we have more harp noises?
KP.
Can I just say, I have got a very last minute reflection. Producer Jack, I didn't realize you took notes for the reflection section.
I have to. I've got a
memory. He's got notes. Yeah.
I've got a memory like a sieve. I can't.
A what?
A memory like a sieve.
What's
it just,
that?
It just. You don't know what a sieve is.
No.
He doesn't spend much time in the kitchen.
Clearly. Literally, the content just goes in one ear and out the other. So I have to.
Serious question.
Takes the lumps out of flour and other stuff.
Oh, I just call it that weird fluffy thing. Like fluff to fluffer, like get rid of the flour. Anyway. Forget I even said
fluffer.
Anything.
Fluff to fluffer.
Flour, the bunk, the bunker. I have weird words for things. Yeah. Like, remember the puffet?
My name's Carl Bianco, and remember, I've got weird words.
Remember how I've got a puffet, but it's actually...
Stop. It's not we're not going there. That was 2 years ago.
What was the other thing? What's the actual word for it?
You I don't know. Don't care. No one cares, mate. Now, can you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Look, have you...
I can try.
Yeah, no, look. Can we get Bart on the show and speak about his chemist?
It wasn't named after Bart. I don't think. I have to read the about section on the website. I think it still exists.
Does the website still exist?
I'll have to look. I think it does. But it's when I look at it on the outskirts, on the outside.
On the outskirts?
Well, when I look at it from afar, it does not say Bart's anymore, and that was disappointing.
Oh. Wait, hang on. So you can't confirm that it's not Bart's chemist anymore after
say
all
Bart's.
Of that?
It doesn't say Bart's, so I'm not calling it Bart's, and I'm never going back.
He likes big Bart's.
That's a reflection section, everybody. I learned that Catherine likes to style other people, but not herself.
Can we just credit Hayley Jensen really quickly? Amazing.
She was brilliant.
Fabulous. She was best on today.
Sure was. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.